God bless you. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. Pastor, please, before I start with my question, I want to really comment on the insight you are giving unto us. Honestly, before I was not really convinced about, you know, baptism by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I still argue that within me that I've not seen it until the day I see it.
That's right.
Then I will believe. And thank God, the first three scripture you said, I said,
Now she's convinced. Are you not happy? Let's put our hands together now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, please, the question I want to ask is on the Holy Spirit. I want to understand how the Holy Spirit operates in one. Some time ago, I was praying. I was into serious covenant prayer with God. And all of a sudden, my voice changed to that of a man. I was so scared. I wanted to run out of my room, but a mighty hand held me. You know, the voice I had was that, where do you think you are running to? What if the Holy Spirit has struck you down? Who would have saved you? And I was just the only one in my apartment. And I want to understand, because this speaking in tongue, I've been praying to God for it, but I've not received it. And as a Christian, I'm made to understand that every Christian ought to have it. The question I want to ask, at times I ask myself, could I be speaking in tongue? Or what? I don't just know. Why did my voice change to that of a man? What was God trying to tell me or speak to me that I need to understand, sir?
I want you to note something. Thank God you say as you were made to understand, not as you have read in the scriptures. You were wrongly made to understand that every believer will speak in tongue. This is the scripture they hold on to. Okay, Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And verse 17, it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, it is wrong to pick only one out of so many signs that follow them that believe, and say it is for everyone. So, if you now go and say, this sign shall follow them that believe, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Is it every believer that can conduct deliverance? They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. Is it every believer that can lay hand on the sick, and the sick will recover? No. Then Apostle Paul made it clear for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Open it. 1 Corinthians chapter verse 7. Chapter 12 verse 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without, verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, see, to another, not the same person, to another the word of knowledge, but by the same Spirit, to another person now, faith by the same Spirit, to another person, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another person prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues. another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11. But all this worketh that one and the same spirit, divided to every man severally as he will. Go to verse 28. Verse 28. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Verse 29. Now, this is where the answer is. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracle? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. So it is a wrong teaching.
Thank you very much, sir. That boils down to my own conviction too. Because when I read this scripture, that gives me the conviction that I'm not missing out.
Thank you.
And sir, please.
Now concerning the manifestation of the Spirit. Everybody listen. Listen, this is important, what I want to tell you. When there is a manifestation of the Spirit, listen. You want to be sure whether the thing that is manifesting in you is of God or not. Watch the voice that goes with it. It is the voice that goes with that manifestation that will confirm to you whether it is of God or not. If that voice begins to tell you things contrary to the scripture, it is not of God. I don't care how you give your message. If you like fall down and scatter and break our chairs, I am not moved. My ear is what is the message. Because it is different manifestation, but the same spirit. Even in healing, for those who have the gift of healing, every one of them do not operate in the same way. Some will feel a certain sensation before it can operate. For those who even see vision, even the word of knowledge, if you notice, where we read, he only mentioned the word of knowledge. Praise the Lord. Let me show you something for those who may be hearing me for the first time. Go to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. See what he said. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. Now. But when Apostle Paul was telling us about the gifts in the church, he did not mention vision in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He did not mention dream. What he mentioned is the word of knowledge. Dream and vision, they are all the ability to know something. So, it is the word of knowledge. Because there are other things that are not mentioned there. You can also know something by a voice speaking to you. You will hear a voice speaking to you. Eh? I asked one of the prophets in this church. I say, the way you give revelation sometimes is as if you don't cram the thing. Now you talk. You know, it would be like saying you wait to hear something before you talk. You are from this one, your head be like coconut, and this one, this one. That. I say, what? I be. Amen. How you detect CEO? Praise God. Different manifestation. He said, no. He said, sometimes the voice, no, they tell, now what you hear, now they talk. He said sometimes it's a screen. Now what thing they read for the screen, now they talk. Now what thing they see, now they talk. Praise the Lord. Different manifestations. Now, so now you were praying and suddenly a presence come down. Whether na male man voice you they speak, or na woman voice you they speak, or na pikin voice you they speak. The important thing is, what are you saying? That's what you should use to judge it. Don't let anybody confuse you in the operation of the Spirit. There is nowhere you can take chalk and describe, if it is the Holy Ghost, this is how he must manifest. Nothing like that. God himself decides how he will do it. Some people will prophesy, "Thus saith the Lord." And they will know they are prophesying. There are some that all they know is that something hits them. Bah! Then when they recover, they discover they are on the floor. They will even ask you, "Have you waiting I talk?" They don't even know they spoke. That is a manifestation. So you don't begin. And then some people begin to use that canal something. You receive a message. You want to give the message. Because a particular brother, before he give message, then they hold on me. They fall under anointing. They shout. Then you two prepare. Hey! This is the way Apostle Paul put it. Romans chapter 12. This is the way he put it. Verse 3. Amen. For verse 3. "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God," that's where I am going, "according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." Measure of it. Because I see small, and he go enter, call them himself, go say, "I must call him." You are IK, then you say, "I'm Kisley." Okay. Amen. Stay within the one where you see rich. Amen. If it is healing, stay within the one where you know. Praise the Lord. Everyone, you must discover the measure where God don't carry you rich. It's not every sick person I'll say, "Come at na, it will go." Why? You're not going to go look at me. And they look at me. But I know the measure of grace in my life. There is one I will see. I said, "This one, my faith reached this one. Come out." And it must go. Because I know they go beyond my level. It is not for showmanship. But the day I stand here and God speaks to me, say, "Go and do it," I go first tell her, "Now you say, make I do it." Then they look me up. I will tell him, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if his prophecies, stay there. Don't imitate anybody. Be yourself. Tell your neighbor, be yourself. That is the problem we have. All of you that speak in tongues in the denomination, you should know how your pastor speak in tongues. How do they speak? All of you, when they pray, die. Watch it. That's what their pastor they preach. That's what their pastor they pray. What they say? Shake neck. Because, and you think that it is that shaking neck that will bring the answer. That is his own way of praying. And nobody taught him. He didn't copy it from somebody. Why are you copying it from him? It is what you say that matters, not how you say it. So stop copying anybody. Oluwa! So you say, Pastor, they say Oluwa. Then you say, Oluwa! Copy, copy. Tell your neighbor, don't be copy, copy. Be original. Be original, original. Be original. Praise the Lord. You don't finish. What do you want to talk?
Sir, please. Concerning marriage, I want to ask, is it wrong for one to have a dream?
A dream.
A dream man.
When you say a dream man, you mean a desired man or a man you have seen in a dream?
No, a desired man.
Desired man.
Yes, sir.
Before uncle, you must marry what you desire.
Thank you very much.
No. Something that you will live with for the rest of your life. It cannot be anyhow. And don't let anybody come and use prophecy to confuse you, to accept anything less. Look, you have a right to choice. My mama suffer. I don't go marry my women. I will go into suffer again. It's a good desire. So when the man come, you say, I beg, come, what do they do? You get money. If the man say, come out, you they think high, high. Oh, yes. Because I am also valuing myself. I am not cheap. It's true. Don't let prophecy give you anyhow husband. Don't let prophecy give you anyhow wife. He who finds. So look where. If you don't qualify for what you want. That is why there is courtship. If first approach, it be like saying that the thing where they find with this. Then you feed greed for courtship. You read courtship, you can't discover, say, hey! I want to have one chance. You break it. And break it in the name of the Lord. And heaven will say, amen. God bless you. Somebody is on air. Ginika from River State, Nigeria. Sir, is it right to conduct wedding for a couple whose wife is already pregnant? They are already married now, so which wedding again? How can you wed already married people? They're already married, so there is no need for any wedding. You only pray for them. They are sinners. They should be excommunicated from the church for getting pregnant before coming to wed. You are not supposed to eat until you are pronounced husband and wife. God bless you. Yes. Yes.
Shalom, sir.
God bless you.
Sir, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Before I call a man and man.
Can an unconfessed sin against any of the partner, either the man or the woman, deprive the growth of the marriage?
Not only marriage, every aspect of your life, unconfessed sin disturbs it. Thank you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? From Akwanga. I'm taking this because this is from Akwanga. Daddy, I wish to know if it's a sin to stop taking Holy Communion from my church and take from another church. Wherever you go and take it, whether it is in your church or another church, or in your house, just make sure you take it according to the Bible. Where you take it is not the matter. It is how you take it and the state of your spirituality. Because the Bible says, before you take it, let a man examine himself. So where you take it is not the important thing, but how you take it that matters. God bless you. Praise the Lord. It's a denominational spirit that says it must be in my church. Because God will help us. I think time don't go for that. Can we stand up, church?